One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Game review. Apparently, in the open, I was talking to myself. It was just a musical interlude. But you probably think, what kind of show is this? Those of you who are still with us, this is the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline in San Francisco. I've been doing this show more than 20 years. Every once in a while, we get a gremlin or nine. Sirius XM 211 in progress. The Dan Patrick Channel, SB Nation Live out of Houston, Texas, sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. Any emails you want to send me, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. We use the email address also for the cheat code, which you can send in requests. Again, rick@sportsbyline.com. We do it at the end of the show. And at 40 after, a little less than, 16 minutes from now, I'll give away a brand new game as well. So, or 26 minutes, I can't add. 1-800-878-PLAY. That is the number to call all over the world. And the American Forces Radio Network tuning in. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. I remember, I've been playing video games for a while. Don't be too shocked. But I remember I was waiting for the Super Mario 2 to come out on the NES and it got delayed. And remember, I'm a grown man, and I was at the time too, but I was at Toys R Us, which was one of the best places to get video games at the time. And this was in 1989, and I thought, I can't wait any longer, screw it, I'm getting a Game Boy. Yep, that's right, that came out in 1989, and we just hit the anniversary 34 years ago with that Herc monochrome screen, but it was still awesome. Not many things Nintendo makes are not awesome. What about the Wii U? Well, it was still kind of awesome. But 130 million units soared. And with all the iconic games from Nintendo, was one of the reasons to buy this system. It can be played on a TV or in your hands and marks the combination of Nintendo's long history of home and handheld consoles, but it wouldn't exist without the release of the Game Boy, the first one, 1989. And now, it wasn't technically the first ever handheld gaming device. I mean, we had some of those little weird Game and Watch lines of handhelds and things. Well, while you could play games on the system, the Game and Watch handheld only had one game on it, or the football game. Oh, I played all that stuff. But if you were leaving the comfort of your home and you wanted to game, you had to carry all the different systems or decide the one game you wanted to play. Meanwhile, home consoles allowed you to swap cartridges at will and play any game you wanted. The Game Boy changed all that with its cartridge system, and it was a home console in your hand, right? And very functional, stylish, incredibly portable. But the mentality for the Game Boy was, it's only as good as its games, like anything. So when it came to making games to ship with the new handheld, Nintendo only wanted the best. Similarly to the NES, or they call it the Super Famicom in Japan, the Super Family Computer. Or sorry, the Family Computer, Super Famicom was the SNES, which was a great idea to call it the Family Computer. And I remember at the time, you'll say, like, you know, in 2023, this wouldn't be PC, but in the 80s, it was like, Dad can keep all his, you know, blueprints for building a barn, and Mom can keep her recipes on the Family Computer. It was to play games, but it was good marketing, right? I like doing that too. So they were only going to launch with Super Mario Land. And like I said, it was a Hercules monochrome screen. There was some like tearing and trailing to it, but it was still hella fun. And it also introduced Princess Daisy. And for the North American launch, Nintendo also brought Tetris to the system, which would go down as one of, if not the very total best puzzle game of all time. And it quickly became a platform for amazing Nintendo games. And then the Game Boy, and then the Game Boy Color, would eventually become the third best Nintendo selling console ever, with 118 million units sold. That leaves only the DS and the Switch ahead of it. So I'm surprised the Wii's not in there. But Nintendo's belief that the games made the system is the impact of the Game Boy success. To this day, there is a perception of Nintendo handhelds as the bastion for innovative and creative game design. And I was reading an article on inverse.com talking about the hardware limitations, or really the novelty of handheld systems. The Game Boy managed to capture that joy of video games. And there's probably no better example of that than the Pokemon series, which began in 1996 with the release of the first generation. And you can think about that DS and how compact that was. And you thought, I remember thinking, why do I need two screens? What's the purpose? But it became one of the most addictive, biggest names in video game history. And for the longest time, it was a handheld exclusive. So today, the Switch is the final form of all their goals when it created the Game Boy, because it merges the home console with the portability of the Game Boy, with delivering amazing gaming experiences that feel innovative. And you can even play some classic Game Boy games on the Switch, thanks to the Nintendo Switch Online. And I don't know if you guys had this, but I did. There was something on the, it was either the Super Nintendo or the N64, where you could take your little Game Boy cartridge, you could put it in an adapter sort of cartridge and then plug it in the top, because as you know, on the Super Nintendo and the N64, it was just top down, you know, like the Genesis, just boom. And then it had like a big border screen, and then you could play your Game Boy games and they wouldn't have the tearing in them. And that Super Mario game was very, very good, I have to say. And remember, this is just a D-pad and an A and a B and a select and a start. That's it. At the time, and I remember I was just out of college and I was substitute teaching for a little while, and it came to Christmas time, and I'm like, what do you guys want for Christmas? And it was just Game Boy, Game Boy, Game Boy. And it was the perfect name too. Could you name something that nowadays? Somebody would have a problem with it. Trust me, somebody would have a problem with it. But at the time, it was the perfect name, and it was a system that I bought out of frustration waiting for another Nintendo game on the NES, which turned out to be a great game. But this was 1989, and it was a giant, giant hit. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle. And next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game. That's what we do here at 40 After on the Video Game Review. If you're looking for sports talk and all these sports talk networks, Sports Byline, Sirius 211, Dan Patrick Channel, SB Nation, we'll be getting back to that at the top of the hour for another 6 days and 23 hours. I saw this really funny article, and I wanted to talk to you about it. This was from Game Rant the other day, and it was the 10 strangest product placements in video games, which I never really thought about because, you know, when you see that in movies or TV shows, it's always a sore thumb. It's like a kick right in the crotch. It's so weird because people are like in some gritty thing, and then you look at the desk and it's got a giant Diet Coke on it or a can of Pringles or just whatever, you know, a big bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's like, that's not an accident right there. And, you know, there are some weird product placements for sure. And they talked about the game Super Frog with Lucozade. Lucozade is basically Gatorade in England. And they originally wanted a bottle of Newcastle Brown Ale, but they didn't think it would be child-friendly to show Super Frog holding up a bottle of beer. And Lucozade, to me, sounds like a big bottle of barf. I'm too used to hearing Gatorade or Powerade. Lucozade sounds weird, but it was in that. Chupa Chups was in Zool. You might remember Zool was a gremlin ninja, and he fought through 7 worlds, and he had to collect as much candy as possible, and Chupa Chups lollipops were in there. Speaking of, those are huge in England as well. And then you might remember Theme Hospital. It was a medical twist on Theme Park. You had to build and fund your own hospitals. You had to make sure the patients got the right treatment. And since then, it's kind of had a little bit of a spiritual successor, if you like, in Two Point Hospital. But one of the features players could add were vending machines. And every single vending machine had a huge Kit Kat logo. And they never dispensed Kit Kats. They just gave out drinks. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but this was a game with bloaty head syndrome and also corrugated ankles. But yeah, giant Kit Kat machines that gave out drinks. I'm not a big fan of the Nathan Drake games, the Naughty Dog games, even Last of Us. I like the HBO series, but the whole thing with you basically watching a movie that will ask you to push a button now and then doesn't really feel like a Gatorade. But Nathan Drake plugged Subway on the run-up to Uncharted 3's release, you might remember. And, I mean, that happens a lot of times with these cross-cooperatives. I think probably the worst one I've ever seen just happened, and that was Burger King with the Whoppenheimer, not making it up, to promote the movie. Because, I mean, it sounds kind of funny, Whoppenheimer, and it was for a look, it was war, right? And I'm American, so, you know, we did what we had to do, but still, it's a bomb that killed thousands and thousands of people. And you're naming a hamburger after the guy that invented it? The Whoppenheimer? Anyway, that's not in a video game. you might remember Phantasy Star Portable. And Phantasy Star Portable was really shameless because they doubled down by promoting Pizza Hut, and then, speaking of Kentucky Fried, or we called it Tucky Fried, they also added Colonel Sanders to the game. And he came in and he said, nobody does chicken like KFC. That was the whole thing in the like 90s when people were like, you might not want to eat fried food. And everyone's like, what do you mean? That's the most delicious. Well, fried food's bad for you. It is, but it's in our name. It says Kentucky Fried. Why don't we just use our initials? You think? Let's just go KFC. Devil May Cry 2, not a great sequel. I'm sorry. It just wasn't very clunky, very dull, very forgettable. And I know why they made it, because Devil May Cry 1 was good. But the collaboration with Diesel Jeans and the... you could put them on Dante or Lucia, and there were some always these swanky duds because they all had this, you know, like flock of seagulls hair, and Capcom knew that. And so, listen, I don't blame Capcom for Captain Commando, for Diesel paying money, you know, but you know, I can understand somebody one thinking, ooh, I'll be really cool in these designer jeans. But if you put the designer jeans on your video game character, does that make him cool? I guess. Mario Kart 8. Listen, we see licensed cars all the time in racing games. In Tokyo Drift and in the Forza games and Blur, Outrun, whatever you want. Lots of them. But it was kind of weird to see a Mercedes in Mario Kart 8. And... you know, especially defying gravity on Rainbow Road. It was called the Mercedes-Benz Jump Drive. Scarface, the world is ours. Sorry, the world is yours. Get it right. And this was, you know, a Yakuza Like a Dragon series sort of thing. But the one of the more ridiculous ones was... they used to have this online casino called Bodog. Remember that place? Brick, it's still around, is it? But there was a Bodog kind of like tank-looking thing that you could buy, and you drove around in that. Very weird. Also, in Final Fantasy 15, there was... a very weird placement of Nissin cup of noodles. And in the perfect cup, Gladiolus is hankering for the best pot of noodles in the land, and they keep talking about it. He tracks them down. You even got to kill a behemoth for it. And then once collected, Ignis turns them into Nissin cup of noodles. Which, by the way... if you went to college and you didn't have a lot of money like me, that was dinner sometimes. And then you look at it and you think, well, what about the sodium content? And I'm like, I'm all right with salt. And you see it's 80% salt. And I'm like, how could it be 80% salt? And then it's like, well, why do you think it comes in a styrofoam cup and it's 3 for 99 cents? Maybe that's part of it. And then one more for you. Calorie Mate. In Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. And Metal Gear has had a lot of product placement. They've had Playboy, not kidding, Uniqlo, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Doritos, yes, Triumph Motorcycles. But it all started with Solid Snake and Calorie Mate. Snake and his support team love these energy bars, which will almost completely replenish your stamina bar and help fight some of those hard bosses too, right? They don't go rotten, making them one of the best food in the games, best foods in the game. But in real life, I've never had a Calorie Mate, but apparently I've heard the chocolate ones are okay. So... I don't know, it was just kind of a fun little article about product placement in video games. And now, I mean, we talk every year. I have the guy on, good guy from the Call of Duty Foundation, and they quite openly try to recruit into the military from Call of Duty. I don't think that some of this stuff could be subliminal, right? And I don't know how that works. Even in my advertising class in college, they talked about subliminal messages in a Bartles and James. I don't know what your subliminal picks up on or not. But when somebody holds up something and points it at the camera, it can be pretty obvious. But these cross cooperatives, they make sense. I just talked about the Wappenheimer. And by the way, since I've mentioned that 12 times, Burger King can send me some gift cards for all the free mentions as well. I will give this, though, to Burger King. About, I don't know, 15 years ago, they had a free game on the Xbox 360 that they gave out with one of their, like, you know, number ones with a Whopper, almost a Big Mac, Whopper. And it was for the Xbox 360, and the Burger King character guy from the commercial was driving around in a cart knocking things over. Not that bad. It really wasn't. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give the game away. I'll tell you what's new this week as well, right here in the Video Game Review.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Rise to the Ring.
Hey, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. What's going on? What you got? What you get? This is why we're all here. It is 40 after. That means I'm giving away a brand new game. And the way you win it is by simply emailing me the answer to a very simple question, and the second correct answer wins the game. The game is called Verses of Enchantment, and this is for the personal computer. It's developed and published by Nachtvlam. That's right. I know Nacht means night in German. I don't know what Vlam means. Here's the summary quote, a magical card game where you duel wizards using AI-generated poetry, travel a rich world, meet fellow wizards, collect cards, and build a deck that will inspire enchanting poetry. Wow. But is it? It's AI-generated poetry? Very unique game. Verses of Enchantment. My question is this a card video game, or is this a volleyball video game? Once again, let me know, a video game based on building a deck or on spiking it over a net. If you let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, second correct answer, you will win for the PC. Verses of Enchantment, developed and published by Nachtvlam. I like saying that, and that just came. This game just came out 5 days ago, so it is not just brand new; it is brand spanking new. All right, you know how you can get those little mini consoles for old consoles, like a mini Super Nintendo or a mini Genesis, what have you. Sega has released too many Mega Drives so far, but Sega president and COO Yukio Sugino said that the Sega Saturn has been proving very difficult to make into a mini console. And his interview on Famitsu, and this was translated, he said, the Sega Saturn is surprisingly high performance, so the difficulty of miniaturization is also extremely high. I don't think it's a case of saying, let's make another one because it sells well. It looks like it's going to be a little bit longer. I'd like to think about it when we're in a situation where we can openly develop it together with people who have always loved the Sega Saturn and Dreamcast. End quote. So yeah, performance-wise, well, not a perfect comparison. The Saturn was released in the same console generation as the PlayStation and also the aforementioned N64. And Sony has released the classic PlayStation console. Nintendo has yet to continue the trend it popularized by releasing its miniature consoles. If it did, the N64 would probably be next. I think the N64 would be kick butt with the Mario game and GoldenEye, just scraping the surface. But in June of last year, Sega's classic hardware producer, Yosuke Okanari, said that he had considered producing mini versions of classic consoles, but said the producing parts for a little Dreamcast or Saturn would be prohibitively expensive. And when they announced the Mega Drive Mini 2, Okanari said, some of you might say, this isn't a Sega Saturn Mini, or I wanted a Dreamcast Mini. Well, it's not that. We didn't think about that direction. Now, the Sega people surveyed some of the Mega Mini Drive 2 customers in Japan to tell it which mini system that they would like to see last October. And Dreamcast was the final Sega home console, and that ended a 20-year run in Japan as a console maker. But despite that console not sticking around long, it did introduce us to some pretty good franchises. You might remember Shenmue, also Soul Calibur, Phantasy Star Online, Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio, Rez, Crazy Taxi. That game blew my mind the first time I saw it on the Dreamcast. First of all, it's our hometown out here in San Francisco. They're going down the streets. But to see people while they're in the back of a convertible, like fighting and punching each other, I thought, how can they have the car going down the hill and then people fighting in the car? It blew my mind. Plus, it was a really fun game, which is the only reason you're going to play a game, in my opinion. So Sega has released two mini consoles so far. The first Mega Mini Drive came out in 2019 and had 42 games. And it included some ports of Darius and Tetris, which had never been released before. But I think it's, you know, interesting. I think sometimes we just assume that if a console is old, it's going to be super, super easy to just emulate it, and it's not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call here. We also found out recently from our friends over at Bethesda, one of them called Pete Hines, who's been on the show a few times, met him a few times as well at the GDC. And in a way that Xbox probably didn't want the news to be revealed, it was confirmed through court documents that the new Indiana Jones game is going to be an Xbox exclusive now. And this was reported by Video Games Chronicle. The word came down during the first day of Microsoft's case against the Federal Trade Commission. Remember, this is before this went down, this all got approved, but the FTC was trying to block the acquisition of Activision Blizzard. And so the FTC lawyers called Pete Hines, Bethesda's senior VP of global marketing, to the stand, and he asked him questions. And that led to the reveal. According to the report, before Bethesda was finally acquired by Microsoft, the company signed a deal with Disney to produce this game, Indiana Jones, for multiple consoles. But after the acquisition, the amendment was agreed between Bethesda and Disney, and it would make it a day one exclusive for PC and Xbox. Hines also said in court that ever since the acquisition, the company now makes decisions about exclusivity on a case-by-case business. And it has been pointed out by multiple outlets, Bethesda made sure to honor the prior exclusive agreement for both Ghostwire Tokyo and Deathloop, as both titles appeared on PlayStation first. However, with the recent release of Redfall, solidified Xbox-only title. And according to the report now, the decision for Indiana Jones was made in an effort to streamline the development, as they would have fewer versions of the game they would need to test. And yes, that is true. You're always going to make it a little bit differently, and it's just not one size fits all. So whatever the reasoning may be, it's pretty clear the FTC is going to be going after very specific talking points to make their case. One of the more surprising things that come out of this is their official view of Nintendo, as another report from Nintendo Life dropped the case, revealing that they do not view Nintendo as a viable competitor to Sony or Microsoft. Write Nintendo off at your own peril, that's what I'll say. But a point was argued against Xbox head Phil Spencer, who said Nintendo holds its own share of the marketplace with exclusive titles, and they have Call of Duty on the Switch too. So Phil Spencer is saying, what do you mean Nintendo is not a threat? Because their console is little and skinny. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on this going forward, but it's just interesting when the U.S. government gets involved in the gaming industry. It's a little bit wonky, to say the least. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Now, remember, when you get new games, that means games move down the shelf and they get reduced in price. Not all of them. AAA titles are going to stay expensive for a while, but usually happens. Hammer of Virtue, a PC action game. Tower of Fantasy, open world RPG on the 5 and the 4. Within a Dead City, this is a simulation strategy game for the PC. Also for the PC, WrestleQuest, RPG wrestling game. Bro Force, action shooter on the Xbox One, the X, and the S. Gord, RPG simulation, Series X and S, 5 and PC. I Am Future, an adventure game on the PC. New Star GP, it'd be Grand Prix, racing sports game on the PC. It's open wheel racing. WrestleQuest. WrestleQuest is an RPG wrestling game on the Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One, the PlayStation 5, the PlayStation 4, the Nintendo Switch, Android phones, and iOS, Apple phones too. 30XX, an action platformer on the Switch. Atlas Fallen, not Atlas Has Fallen, that's a movie. Atlas Fallen, action adventure on the PS5, Xbox Series X and S. The next day, on Wednesday, Atlas Fallen, action adventure game, will be on the PC. Those other two games will go a day early. Interesting. Don't know why. Fluffy Milo. Fluffy Milo is on the Switch and the PS5. It's about a cat. Not kidding. Legend Bowl, action indie simulation sports strategy game. This is a football game on the Switch and the PS5. Pups and Purrs, pet shop, simulation virtual pet on the Switch. It's got a cute little kitty and a cute little puppy. Sendoku Dynasty, this is RPG simulation on the PC. Stray finally makes it to the Microsoft World Console. Action adventure game, speaking of cats, on the One and the Xbox Series X and S. Stray Gods, the role-playing musical, an adventure on the PC. And Sven, Completely Screwed, an action game. This is on Steam, also PC, Switch, PS4, PS5. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code, Don't Go Anywhere, on the Video Game Review.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Closing it out in our customary style. I'm Rick Tittle, and I want your emails, rick@sportsbyline.com, for the cheat code. This one comes from Paul. Paul wants to know cheats for Arctic Thunder. This is on the PS2. Specifically, how do I become the snowman? Well, there's no cheat for that, but you have to get a gold medal on every track. That's all 12 tracks. So let me give you some cheats. To unlock invisible mode, you're already visible. Before choosing a character, hit square, circle, square, R2, circle, circle, start. Once again, square, circle, square, R2, circle, circle, start, and you will be invisible. Also, all atomic snowballs. That means every time you pick them up, it will be atomic. Before choosing a character, put in square, 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 L1, circle, start. Once again, square, 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 L1, circle, start. And also, if you want no drones, which can be a pain, before you choose a character, square, square, circle, circle, L1, R1, start. Once again, square, square, circle, circle, L1, R1, start. Thanks for the emails. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We will do it again next week. Until that time, if you want to email me any questions, comments, or concerns, rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. We'll see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.